Over Christmas, well, just before Christmas, actually, I did a baptism for a little girl here at the parish, which isn't unusual. You do a lot of baptisms and of infants, and we've done over 100, I suppose, since I've been here at St. Ignatius, baptisms of infants. But this one was a little different. This baptism was with full immersion. They wanted that, which means that they wanted me to take their little daughter and plunge her into the water completely to baptize her. Now, normally I've never done that before, because normally we pour water over a baby's head and we say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." But in this case, they really wanted me to go all out and plunge her into the water. So I did. I'd never done it before, so I do what everybody does when you don't know how to do something. You look it up on YouTube. And so, I looked it up on YouTube, and what I found was lots of videos of Orthodox priests baptizing this way. That's typical in the Orthodox Church, not so much in the Catholic Church. But so I looked at it. Okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And we did this full immersion baptism. We had a big, well, instead of the baptismal font, which is over there, which is very shallow, we got it with sort of this big plastic tub, and we filled it up with water, and we did this full immersion baptism of this little girl. And guess what? She survived. She's over there, actually, right now. But the thing is, what I recognized when I did this is how symbolic that is. That type of baptism symbolizes, shows us an aspect of baptism that we don't often see. We often think of it as being a purification, of a washing clean, but this showed us a dimension of baptism of being reborn. That little girl coming out of the water, she's gasping for air. It was just like when she took her first breath of air when she was born. I'm assuming. I wasn't actually at her birth, but I'm assuming that's the way babies, when they're born, they start gasping for air for the very first time. And that baptism reminds us of that rebirth, that putting aside, that leaving behind of the old in order to be reborn into something new, to be renewed, to be given this new life in the Spirit. That is actually what baptism is about. And yes, baptism is about purification as well, about about water washing us clean of the stain of original sin, the sin that first separated us from God. And in the gospel today, this is the aspect of baptism that Jesus most certainly does not need. He doesn't need to be washed clean of original sin. He's never been separated from the Father. He's lived in what the Jewish people call righteousness. And that's why at first John the Baptist doesn't want to baptize Jesus. But there's this other aspect of baptism, the rebirth. And in a way, Jesus is about to be reborn at his baptism. He's about to begin his public ministry. Up until now, he's lived very quietly in Nazareth. But at his baptism, when he's plunged under the water of the River Jordan, that marks the beginning of something new. That leaving behind that quiet life and beginning his public ministry. Because it's at that point that he begins to attract followers and disciples, that he begins to start to teach and to heal. It's at this point that he begins to live out what was foretold in that first reading from the prophet Isaiah, and what was recapped by Peter in the speech we heard in the second reading. This is when the Spirit descends on Jesus, and he lives a life completely led by the Spirit. The Spirit that will lead him to save the rest, to save humanity, to save each and every one of us. That's what baptism is, being led by the Spirit, being reborn and putting away our old ways in order to do something radical, to live a life led by the Spirit. That's what baptism is. That's what the Christian life is about. Christianity is really about beginning anew. It's about putting Christ at the center of our life and living a life led by the Holy Spirit. That's what Christianity is. That's what baptism is. If you're me, you know, you might want to fill the bathtub up every morning and plunge yourself in, because I need that to make that decision every day. I need to make the decision to put Christ at the center of my life each and every morning. Sometimes I do it, and sometimes I fail. And so it's about being led by the Spirit so that I stumble less, so that life becomes a little bit more centered around Christ each and every day. This week we begin our series of preaching about Alpha. Over the next few weeks, we're going to hear from people who've had their life transformed by an encounter with God. People who in many instances have left behind old ways of life and been reborn, or certainly renewed in the Holy Spirit. So right now I want to invite up Grace, a woman who literally left behind her life. She grew up in Malawi and she's come to Canada. She's had her life changed, not simply by immigration, but by her experience in Alpha. It's changed her life. And so right now I'd like to invite up Grace to come and give us a bit of that, a witness of that.
Good morning, church. I'm excited to stand in front of you and just to share my experience. Coming to Canada was one thing I never planned. But I had to do, and then finding my Alpha group was the best thing I ever did in 2019, because I had a lot of challenges, but because of the experience, I was able to face whatever that came my way. The first thing that I noted with Alpha was the people. When I came here, I didn't know no one. I just came. I didn't know what to expect, but I met happy people, so welcoming, and I just felt at home. The other thing was my group. We have small groups. In those groups, we shared a lot of experiences. We would watch videos together. And most of the experiences that we shared helped me to face my own challenges. For instance, I was diagnosed, I was sick, and I had a medical condition. I couldn't even talk to my people because I have nobody here, and I didn't want to stress my people back home. But because I had seen other people talk about their experiences and how they managed to walk through all those hard moments with God by their side, I had the courage and strength to know that God is going to see me through. And I was able to do it with the help of my friends, praying with me, always telling me, Grace, we're with you in prayer. And that was enough for me to know that I'll make it. In addition to that, Alpha is just one special place where you share a lot of things. I thought I was mature in terms of my spiritual life, but every week I would see myself grow. I would see myself learn new things and appreciate some other things that I took for granted, like praying. We had to learn how to pray and everything, and we'll pray together. Those kind of things that I was like, oh, I didn't know that I was still a baby in my Christian life. Growing up in church was not enough to teach me everything that I had learned in the weeks that I attended Alpha. One experience that I want to live again and again was the Alpha weekend where we went away. We had a moment where we invited the Holy Spirit. For me, it was one special moment because I would learn about the Holy Spirit, but I never had a personal encounter. And in this moment, the leaders were in front. We were praying, and I had my own issues that I was talking to God about, and I felt it was only God who can understand. And sometimes you pray, you feel like, you sometimes feel like maybe God is not there, he's not listening. But in that moment, I heard his voice telling me, Grace, is there anything that is too hard for me? I cried because I would limit my God. I felt like maybe he's not there, he's not listening. But that was so personal for me. And when they said, is there anybody who needs prayer? They said, raise your hands. I never raised my hand. I felt like, I can just be here and pray. He's here with me. He can listen. He's everywhere. But then the leaders around came to me. They prayed with me. And to my surprise, they were praying for my healing. I'm like, God, how did they know that I need healing? And for me, that was so personal because I knew that really God knows me. There was a day I remember I met a lady. We never even spoke. It was my first time meeting her at the weekend. She told me, Grace, I'm going somewhere. We just spoke like for maybe 5 minutes. In that brief moment, she told me, I'm going away and I'd love to leave my house with you. I was like, how? She doesn't know me. But then for me, God was just trying to show me the faces that he has. When he says he's a provider, I saw him providing for me. When he says he's a healer, even though I was told I'm sick, but I saw myself being strong every time, and then I didn't even care about the sickness because I knew I had my God. So today I just want to encourage somebody to say, if you've never tried Alpha, give it a try. You find family, you find friends, you find prayer partners, and you see yourself grow. So I just want to say thank you to Father Mike, Adrian, Mike, and my group. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. You know, when Jesus comes up out of the water from his baptism, gasping for air, he heard God's voice. He heard God say, this is my son, the beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Grace heard God speaking to her. Grace was filled with that Holy Spirit. And it changed her life. It led her to know that God's love and concern for her. It doesn't make all the difficulties, the hardships in life disappear. But it helps us deal with them. It helps us recognize that we are not alone in them. It helps us recognize that God works through other people to help us through those difficulties. And through that experience of Alpha, through that experience at that weekend, it's helped Grace grow spiritually and as a person, and to want to share her faith with others. That desire to share comes out of a joy and a gratitude that comes from Alpha. It comes from that Alpha experience. If you've done Alpha, you'll see in the pews, there are little cards. There are little business cards on the pews. If you've done Alpha, I'm going to ask you to pick up a card, bring it home with you, and invite someone to what could very well be a life-changing experience. And if you haven't done Alpha, pick up a card and take it home and sign up. It doesn't matter where you are in your faith journey. If you're new to this parish, to faith, Alpha's for you. If you're well along that journey, if you've been in this parish for a long, long time, Alpha is for you. Because God's Holy Spirit is for you. Didn't just happen. It isn't meant to just happen at your baptism. That Holy Spirit, that outpouring of that Spirit, that isn't something that happened if you were a cradle Catholic and you were baptized when you were, 2 months old and you had no idea, no recollection of it. It wasn't a one-shot deal. The Holy Spirit is for you. God, knowing God's love, experiencing that, is for you now, today. And that's why Alpha is for you. Because who doesn't need to experience God afresh? Who doesn't need to hear God speaking to them? Who doesn't want to hear God say, you are my daughter, my son, in whom I am well pleased?